AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Pawnee County, Oklahoma Emergency Management Director Mark Randall says no injuries have been reported and no buildings have collapsed following a magnitude 5.6 earthquake this morning. Pawnee resident Lee Wills says several buildings, however, have been damaged.
There's some buildings that's been cracked, and then there's some faces, you know, there, like I said, everything's sandstone. And had a drugstore that had some windows busted out above it.
Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon says crews are checking bridges and structures in the Pawnee area for damage. The quake, which was centered near the northeast Oklahoma town, was felt as far north as Iowa, as far south as Texas. Some 325,000 homes and businesses lost power in Florida as Hermine roared through the state. Governor Rick Scott says Tallahassee was especially hit hard.
You go around Tallahassee, it's a real problem that so many people don't have power. And a lot of people that are doing emergency response right here at the Emergency Operations Center, they don't have power in their own homes.
Hermine has also knocked out electricity to more than 100,000 homes and businesses in southeast Georgia and tens of thousands more from South Carolina to southeastern Virginia. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Todd Kimberling says the still tropical storm is a threat today to a part of Virginia.
We're particularly concerned in the short term about Hampton's Road, or Hampton Roads, Virginia, where there could be a storm surge of 3 to 5 feet above ground level.
Tropical storm warnings up from North Carolina to New Jersey for today, with watches in place as far north as New England through the Labor Day weekend. Protesters gathered outside a Detroit church where Republican Donald Trump is to shortly attend services and a taped interview by the church pastors. Resident Donna Lewis says he's not welcome in the city.
Y'all inviting the devil to Detroit, not long going somebody's church.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama and China's President Xi Jinping have formally signed onto the Paris Climate Agreement. Obama, after the ceremony today in China, says it's important for both countries to take the lead.
We have a saying in America that you need to put your money where your mouth is. And when it comes to combating climate change, that's what we're doing, both the United States and China. We're leading by example.
Obama's in China for his final G20 summit, and while the pair may agree on climate change, there are a number of other tensions, including U.S. criticism of China over cyber hacking and human rights, and China's increased military activities in the South China Sea. New Jersey police say a man was fatally shot in an exchange of gunfire with officers outside an Atlantic City casino early this morning. One officer is in serious condition. Police Chief Henry White says one of three men, opened fire as officers stopped a car near a parking garage of Caesars Casino. Police returned fire, killing one of the men. They're looking for the other two. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.